Is it on earth?
Yep.
This side of the switch. That's going on.
Dallas join.
Hey guys, I think I'm in here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Dallas.
Loud and clear.
Okay. Sorry, yeah, I had a meeting run late, so I'm doing it on my cell phone as I'm heading back to the office. But yeah, I'm here, so let's get it going.
Yeah, well, I think we definitely have all the board members here, and let's see, Aaron is on as well. So welcome to everybody, and we're going to call to order the special meeting, the Board of Trustees for Chelsea Public Infrastructure District Number 1, this Wednesday, June 19th, 2023 at 3 p.m. The meeting is being held at the office of York Hall in South Jordan, Utah. So let's just do a quick roll call of everybody participating in the meeting today. I'm Tom Jolly, and I'm District Counsel for Chelsea PID number 1.
I'm Ashley Tedesco. I'm Tom Jolly's assistant.
Joe Garger, I'm District Chair.
Ryan Kent, District Vice Chair and Treasurer.
Aaron Dallas Wade, Bond Buckner. Counsel. Oh, sorry.
Oh, Dallas Buckner, District Clerk.
Great. Welcome, everybody. Let's just jump right into it. We're going to follow the agenda that has been sent out to everybody and also posted in compliance with the Meetings Act. Our first matter will be a consent item to approve the draft minutes of the board meeting that we held on June 7th.
June 23rd.
Mm-hmm. Ashley sent that around in your board package. Do any of the board members have any questions about the prior minutes?
No.
All right, seeing none, do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the June 23rd board meeting?
Yeah, I make a motion that we adopt the June 23rd board meeting minutes.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Great. For the audio recording, Joe Darger made the motion to approve the prior minutes with a second by Ryan Kent. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. So let's go to our first action item. We're going to consider adopting Resolution 2023-05, a resolution authorizing the withdrawal of certain property within the boundaries of the Chelsea Public Infrastructure District and related matters. Now, as you all know, this resolution was approved at our last board meeting on the 23rd. We filed it with the district, with the Lieutenant Governor's office. It was rejected based on their narrow interpretation of the Public Infrastructure District Act. They said it wasn't timely filed. We argued with them a little bit, but ultimately they said we needed to resubmit. So we are now looking at the same resolution, authorizing the petition for withdrawal. And that's, withdrawing approximately 112 acres from PID number 1, which will be annexed into PID number 2 at the appropriate time in the future. I think we have all board members present. Hey. And go ahead.
Sorry, Tom, this is Ben Wilhelm from the underwriter, just for the record. I'm joining by phone.
Welcome. We received the signature page from Dallas. And then, you know, assuming the motion passes, we'll have Joe and Ryan sign. They're here in person. So do any of the board members have questions?
No.
Nope. On this resolution. Okay, do we have a motion to adopt resolution 2023-05?
I move to adopt resolution 2023-05.
And a second?
I second that.
Okay, so we have Ryan Kent making a motion to adopt resolution 2023-05. Second by Joe Garger. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes. Thanks. I'm always a little quick on the draw there, Dallas.
Thanks. It's the delay in his phone.
The motion passes unanimously. Let's go to the next action item, and we're going to have our esteemed colleague, Aaron Wade, walk us through the next two resolutions.
Happy to do it. So the first resolution here, I believe it's 2023-09 is the number. So this is a resolution of the district making a finding that you've obtained the consent of 100% of the property owners within the district. And that's to the not exceed $6 million of bonds, declaring the intent to reimburse yourself from the bond proceeds and authorizing a notice to be recorded against the property. Just to put future property owners on record notice of your intent to issue these bonds. So, you know, I think the plan, as I understand it, is that we'll issue the assessment bonds and hopefully the tax bonds at the same time. But recognizing there's a little bit of, you know, rough seas right now in the market and some uncertainty, there's the chance that we wait to issue a tax bond. So by adopting this resolution and recording the notice, we're drawing a line in the sand to let all future property owners know you're moving in subject to this consent, and we may issue bonds, you know, anytime in the next 10 years, subject to the limitations in that property owner consent. So that, you know, the consent was previously signed ahead of our last board meeting. But now we're just taking this formal action to preserve that ability. So the resolution approves, you know, makes the finding that we have the consent, and we also have a title report that was circulated previously that also shows that Chelsea Partners LLC is the, you know, fee simple owner of all of the property in the district, and that lines up with the property owner consent that was previously executed. And then the notice recognizes that consent also acknowledged there was no registered voters. The board's making a finding that they agree with that consent and that finding of no registered voters. And then we'll get this notice recorded on the property to preserve the ability to bond. The last thing that it does is also approves a general certificate that kind of makes some findings as of this date that was also previously circulated. So that we kind of, again, we draw the line in the sand, we make some finding as of the recordation date, and it approves the district to sign and execute the instruments needed to accomplish this. So any questions on that? I know that's kind of a lot and kind of some, you know, but I just wanted to see if there's any discussion you wanted to have before we entertained a motion.
No questions for me.
No, I think that's all pretty straightforward.
Okay, great. And the notice that we have for recordation does have, you know, the full 200 acres that are in the district as of today. I know that you've just approved a resolution to shrink that size, but I don't think there's an issue with recording this against, you know, the whole area now. But if you'd prefer, we could always get the remainder, you know, legal description and plug that in. So I'll just kind of, you know, follow your direction on that.
Anyway, so I don't see why it hurts not to put it on notice for all of it.
Okay. And then we may do something similar for District 2 in the future as well. But yeah, I agree. In that way, if you ever annexed anything back in or something, you've got this all on the title, so folks are aware of what the plan is here.
Okay.
Great. If there are no additional questions, we can entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 2023-09.
Yeah, I move that we adopt Resolution 2023-09.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Great. Joe Darger made the motion for adoption of Resolution 2023-09 with a second by Ryan Kent. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Aaron, I think we're ready to go on to the next resolution.
Yeah, Resolution 2023-10 is a fairly simple resolution here today, but if you remember at the past meeting, we approved a parameters resolution and several documents for the bonds, including a bond purchase agreement. This is a bit of a continuation of that. So there's the chance that if we don't do a publicly offered debt issuance, that the tax bonds could be privately placed. So we're just approving a form of a placement agent agreement with DA Davidson. So if on the tax bonds, they act as a placement agent rather than as an underwriter, we've got an agreement approved ahead of time. So this doesn't preclude you from, you know, using the bond purchase agreement. It's just kind of an add-on to give us optionality as the transaction moves forward. And the placement agent agreement was prepared and circulated by QTAC Rock last week. So again, happy to answer any questions or a motion I think would be appropriate.
No question.
Okay, do we have a motion? To adopt Resolution 2023-10.
I move we adopt Resolution 2023-10.
Can we second that motion?
Thanks. So we had Ryan Kent making a motion to adopt Resolution 2023-10. The second by Joe Darter. All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. So I think that concludes the items that require action items for today's board meeting. We don't have any administration non-action items to discuss. So unless anybody has questions or further comment, I think we're ready for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Just a quick housekeeping item. I know, Ashley, you've kind of printed stuff out. Did you also print out a copy of that general certificate for signature while we've got some folks there?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Okay. And if you you and Tom wouldn't mind coordinating with me just to get that or just submitting that notice once it's all signed up for recordation, that with Iron County Recorder, that would be great. Just the sooner we can get it, you know, that notice of the intent to issue bonds on title, the better. So,
Aaron, we would be delighted to assist you.
Fantastic. Nope. Much appreciated.
We'll get it done.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Aaron.
Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Yeah, I make a motion that we adjourn this meeting.
All in favor?
I'll second and aye.
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 Great. Thanks, everybody.
All your contribution.
We stand adjourned.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys. See you.